Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
In your face. It is Wednesday, 12 noon. Happy hump day. Hopefully you're having a spectacular lunch at one of the fine friends and family of the ticket. Find yourself around town at a place that we can endorse. Don't care where it is. Go to Marcy's.
That's right. I was going to say that's where I had my lunch today.
Yeah. She delivered some Marcy's goodness. If you want to do that Sweet Things by Marcy, run down to Canopy Street Market. See Dan Swanson. They make fresh meals. Fresh meals. So you can get hot or to heat up. You can do that. Find Charles on the food truck. Run on over to Soulful Casino. See Chubbs. Go on over to Tipsy Tina's. Right? Just make yourself really nice, fine. Bach, what's the best pizza you've had in the last week?
In the last week?
They delivered.
Okay.
They delivered.
Valentino's, yeah. I was going to try to think I had pizza in the last week. Oh, Monday, yes.
Yeah, they delivered.
Absolutely. Not wrong.
They delivered. And then our friends as well as Good Sets. They take care of us on Fridays, but we can shout them out. Shout out to all the young people in Lincoln from around the state. All the FFA people greatly appreciate the energy. They've been all over the mill this morning, and it's been good to see that sort of energy. Lots to talk about in this hour, and we will speed through. Bach and I will have some fun over the course of this thing. I will pick your brain live on all of the streams, everything except the terrestrial. Terrestrial, you're getting Royals, but everything else. And if you have not downloaded the app, do so that even when if there's electronical issues or otherwise, most things we can get you some sports talk on the app. But of course, Facebook, YouTube, X today, Allo Channel 961. You want to be part of what we're doing? Hit us up on the Sartor Hammond text line 402-464-5685. Hit me with a what's up, DP. Hit me with a what's up, DP. Let me know you're in the house and that you want to chop it up. Share what's on your mind. It's a big night. Husker basketball in Vegas. This is my best friend and my brother fighting tonight. Georgetown and Huskers. I've known the Hoyas all my life. I would say that, so being from the DMV, it's depending on your pocket of D.C., Maryland, Virginia, DMV, that capital area, you tend to get spread out. You could be with, of course, George Mason, which is there in Fairfax, Virginia. You can be a fanatic of Georgetown, Maryland, Catholic University, American University, GW, George Washington University is right there in the capital city. Of course, Gallaudet. There are tons of colleges in the immediate area. University of Maryland College Park is still considered D.C. Metro. You can go in the other direction. I mean, you consider for lacrosse, there's some Johns Hopkins folks from Baltimore. University of Maryland, Baltimore, of course, Towson State University, the Howard University. There's a whole bunch in the core of D.C. And then if you head into Northern Virginia, that area, Mary Washington, if you get to Richmond, which is an hour 40, there's several. There's VCU, there's Richmond. You can go HBCU, go Virginia Union, which is where Charles Oakley, et cetera, those folks are from. Virginia State University in Petersburg, Virginia. You can go further south, go towards the beach. There's a whole bunch of folks. So you're spread out all over the place. And depending on the sport, because Georgetown football was not a thing. DC folks tend to lean either Maryland, Virginia Tech when it comes to college football. College basketball, of course, the Hoyas run of excellence in the late 70s, early 80s, and the 90s through all the way through Iverson, that crew. That drew a lot because that was kind of, as a matter of fact, that was a national movement. The Hoyas were a national movement. Maryland, you go back to the days of Letry Giselle, John Lucas, Tom McMillan, Lynn Elmore, Brad Davis, that crew, all the way through the Juan Dixon National Championship group. And so you fall in love with what you fall in love with. And the Hoyas, their run was so stylish that it was a movement. It was a movement. It changed. The uptick for Nike was big. You know, even with Jordan being the guy, right, in Carolina, this was before Jordan was Nike. So Georgetown and the Nike, the blue and gray Nikes. If you wore the blue and gray Nikes, you were a bad dude. And then the starter jackets became a thing, and those were, you know, everywhere. So Georgetown holds a part of my heart. As a matter of fact, you know, dear friend Edwin Thompson, who's the head coach of baseball at Georgetown. I know both the men's and women's. Who is that, Bach? West Holt Huskies. Any idea?
I don't know. I have to look that in.
Any idea? Yeah, it's a big bus that went by the station. But yeah, so this is what I'm practicing.
What is that?
This is what I'm practicing. So in case you haven't followed the news in sports, this sound has been played in Washington, D.C. 891 times when Alexander Ovechkin has scored a goal.
Oh, okay.
And I still have this from back in the day. And it's the horn, right? It's the horn. And it points out a couple things. One, Ovechkin came to America when he was 19 years old. Now 39 and four goals away from setting a new all-time record for goals scored in the National Hockey Association. And it's a big deal in the sense that he's so good. And to be that good for that longevity, right, that you're averaging 40-plus goals a year, that consistency is such a thing. It's crazy. But Bach, let me here's what it reminds me, though. That is that Ovechkin will set a goal score record that will be tough to break. Again, he's surpassing Wayne Gretzky, who is without a doubt the greatest hockey player to ever live. And Gretzky is so great that not only does he lead the NHL all time in goal scored, he also leads them in assists. And that if Wayne Gretzky never scored a goal in the NHL, he would still be the all-time leading scorer in the NHL. Just assist. He's had more assists than anybody else has had assists and goals. And I mean, it's not close. Like, it's not close. Like, there are some dudes that would have to come back and play another 5 years just to get on the board. So it's an opportunity to say, yeah, well done to Wayne Gretzky and to Alexander Ovechkin. A great run. The Caps are sitting on top of the standings. So I know a lot of ticket people say, well, you don't talk enough hockey. I missed the opportunity. Like, in D.C., for D.C. Sports Talk, Capitals hockey is it's a thing. So you have to really kind of dive into it. But it's good to see that the story is being told and folks are getting the historical relevancy. It is a day of it's, you know, getaway. It's the getaway day in Major League Baseball. So you have early games. The Royals are in Milwaukee. That first pitch just took place, so they're happening out there. Texas is at Cincinnati. And De La Cruz is making a bid to put himself in the top five players in the country, in the world. He's making a bid. The Bucks, the Pittsburgh Pirates, us old heads call them Bucks, but I realize that if they're playing Tampa, you have to be careful in calling them the Bucks, because Tampa Bay folks will go, what do you mean? Hate to tell you, Pirates were the Bucks before Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also, the Angels travel to St. Louis, Minnesota to Chicago White Sox, and the really, really bad Washington Nationals are in Toronto. So, and Bach, ooh, ugh, there's some bad baseball going on, bro. There's some bad. Oh my goodness gracious, there's some bad baseball, and it's been tough to kind of get your bearings on the season, because I mean the story has been you know tornado bats, but I don't think that's the story. The Dodgers are bordering on becoming the evil empire in full. Like, you can't be the World Series champions and then go get the best available free agent. And then, like, it's just everybody else is playing for the opportunity to lose to the Dodgers in the World Series. And that's a tough thing to say. And you can't buy into the fact that, well, the team with the best start in the American League are the Angels of Anaheim. And if you want to know how not the Dodgers they are, just go to a game at Anaheim. It's not the same as going to a Dodgers game. That they're 4-1. The Tampa Bay Rays, they're 4-1. The Yankees at 3-1 appear to be the most likely contender. And then in the National League, the Phillies look like a team to be considered. But the Padres are quietly sitting undefeated. And I think that's fantastic. I think Major League Baseball needs the Dodgers' neighbor to be annoying and really good just to keep them on their toes for the year. So that's what that is. Recent news, I want to go through some of the headlines real quick, that Carmelo Anthony, somewhere Rico is throwing confetti in the air as he was informed that he was going to be elected to the NBA Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame. So kudos to that, and I think that's appropriate. It'll be interesting to see what the rest of the group looks like. And if it came to mind, I'm not sure who else would qualify. But on the next break, we'll look at see who's eligible to go into the Hall with Carmelo Anthony. A-Rod making news. As their bid to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves, looks like that's going to go through. So A-Rod will be an NBA owner in full. So bravo to him. Bears fans, I apologize.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I apologize to all Bear fans because there are organizations that go out of their way to make their fans miserable. And the fans that said, you know, listen, you know, we had Soldier Field. Can you get us something new? Can you get something nice? And Bach, going to Chicago in December requires affection, right?
Yeah, it's cold.
To go to a Bears home game when they're, one, not playing well. Two, it is obnoxiously cold at a Bears home game in December. Like, I'm not sure. Let me think about that. I think I would rather go to Philly in December than Chicago. At least the football's good.
Well, they call it the Windy City for a reason, don't they?
Right. Like, yeah. Have you done that?
I've been to cold Chicago. I haven't sat through a game.
Oh, bruh. Ooh, you have conversations with yourself. Like, you check body parts throughout the course of the game. It's like, is this working? Is this thing on? To the point where everybody has the tears, the windblown tears streak that, the tears have run down your face and then frozen and marked your face. And you're then burdened with bad football at the same time. Bears fans, let me know if you want to text that. Let me know, what was the last time the Bears made playoffs? Was that Super Bowl year?
Boy, it's been a while. It's hard to even think.
Like, I don't remember the Bears making the playoffs. So you feel free to let us know what that is. And then back to the NBA one final time. There are nights where you're watching a game and you're going, man, that's, you notice within the game, hey, that's a little peculiar. That thing that's going, there's something going on that I haven't seen much of. And well, it happened last night. I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns, you know, if you got Durant, Booker, Beal, et cetera, you got some talent. But I watched Giannis and the Bucks, and it just hit me at halftime. They're not missing any shots. And to say this, Bach, we could find five of our best, dearest friends, most athletic friends, put them in a basketball gym, give them basketballs, and tell them to take shots over the course of 48 minutes with no defenders. There is zero chance they shoot 69%.
The difficult.
But we don't know five people who could go to the gym undefended, and from various spots on the floor, including threes, shoot 68.9% and make those shots. It just doesn't. It's. Have you seen the movie Pleasantville?
I have not.
So, Tobey Maguire, I want to say it's Claire Danes. I forget who the... No. Reese Witherspoon. They play brother and sister who watch TV a lot. And there's a TV show that they watch. And the show is called Pleasantville. And Pleasantville is built on the ideal. It's kind of an America that people think exists. It doesn't really exist. But Pleasantville, everything goes right. And so on this thing, on this TV show, Tobey Maguire and his sister, they get pulled into the TV and become a part of Pleasantville.
Okay.
Except they're bringing all of their own flaws and affectations with them into this perfect utopia. Mm. So Tobey Maguire, he goes in. So he's, you know, he's the high school. So he wants to try for the basketball team. And he goes to the practice, and they're all taking shots. And every shot is a swish. every shot goes in. Doesn't matter where it is on the floor. Doesn't matter who's taking it. Shot goes in. You know? They go bowling. Everybody bowls 300. That's what it looked like with Milwaukee shooting last night. That's what, and it wasn't until one of the guys kisses a girl that he misses. He goes to practice the next day and he misses shots. He starts missing shots.
Is he distracted? Or?
Well, yeah, because he's affected, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, he's affected. You know, the power of it all, right? And it's one of my favorite movies. I just laugh at it all the time, right? Just because you go, wow. Geez.
I haven't even heard of them. I've just looked at it. There's a lot of good actors.
Everything's, yeah. It's William Macy's in it. Who's the Alan?
Jeff Daniels.
Like yeah, him. Yeah. Jeff Daniels is in it. He's an ice cream man.
Perfect.
And everything in the like on TV, it's a black and white TV show. Black and white. But then, you know, the outsiders come in and they bring the worst thing you could bring to a black and white perfect world. Color. They bring color. And the mom, it's so funny. The mom starts to appreciate, like, she meets an artist who privately has color, but he covers over, right? Because he don't want anybody to know he's got this terrible, terrible disease called color. And he makes himself black and white. But the wife sees his art that he has hidden, and she becomes affected. And then she goes home, and she wakes up the next day, and she has color.
Uh-oh.
And her husband loses it. He's losing it. And then they have a town meeting because how dare you? How dare you bring color to our black and white town? And Bach, it's so hilarious. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
But I always see there's a scene like you can Google the basketball scene, Pleasantville. And it's literally, they're doing hook shots from half court, right? Like, we need to turn Husker basketball into Pleasantville, right? Like, just go back through. Like, they don't miss a shot. Everything's perfect. And then, you know, he gets a girlfriend and then doink, you know, he's just hit the side of it. Well, Milwaukee had a full-on Pleasantville experience. They were 51 of 74 from the field. And no NBA team has ever shot 68.9% from the field in an NBA basketball game. Like,
I thought I saw that it was the most since the Clippers shot 69.3.
But think about that, right? That you have to go back, right? Yeah. In 98. So we're saying in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
But that you're in such rare air. That you're watching this thing happen and you just recognize, man, tough shot, goes. Long three, go. Logo three, good.
But it just reminds you, too, how good these guys are on any given night, because Milwaukee had a four-game losing streak going into this. And then you look back, the 98 Clippers, and the Clippers back then were just had a tough time winning any year. So
right.
It's just interesting that's the team that they top.
Look at that 98 Clippers team. Tell me who the roster was. Like, I'm curious to know who the roster was for that game.
Yeah.
Like, for that game specific. Because 98, I'm trying to think.
Mark.
Was that Grant Hill? Was that that was before Baron Davis. That was, I'm trying to think of who.
So the team finished 17-65.
17-65. Wow.
Their owner obviously was Donald Sterling.
So helps. Oh boy. So is that the Kenyon Dueling, Elton Brand?
It looks like they weren't quite there. So it was Eric Bietkowski was there, of course.
Pike was there. Okay.
Pooh Richardson, Rodney Rogers. Not a whole lot of names that I recognize right off the top. Lorenzen Wright.
I'm going to have to go. Oh, so the late Lorenzen Wright from Memphis.
Yeah.
Was murdered by, I want to say, somebody that knew him. Stoyo Vrankovic, Mo Taylor, Charles Smith from New Mexico, Brian Skitt, Rodney Rogers from Wake Forest, Pooh Richardson, Pike, Oluwakandi, who was their number one pick, Lamon Murray, Derek Martin. Sherman Douglas was still on the roster. And this is a guy I need to call and have on the show, Keith Kloss.
Hmm.
Keith Kloss is a buddy of mine. As a matter of fact, I think he's over in China right now, being an ambassador for basketball. But Kloss is another one. 7'3", graduated from University of Central Connecticut, Central Connecticut State. And made the league and then absolutely drank himself into oblivion. And I think he's 20 years sober now. I was with him. I got to coach the All-Star game in the ABA back in the day. And the starting lineup, if I get it right, was Keith Kloss, who played for the Clippers prior to. We had Tim Hardaway. We had... who's the other? Gary Grant. So it was a bunch of former LA Clipper NBA guys who were playing in the ABA and the All-Star game. The West team loaded. Loaded. And it was a pretty good experience because just I remember leaving the hotel. We all stayed in the same hotel. And Bach, just hearing the stories of the former NBA guys who are now in the ABA, some 12 years later. Oh, my God.
Well, they were telling stories?
Oh. Oh, man. And this is before the real podcast day where those stories get shared like they do now. Yeah, they on a bus. On a bus in Miami, as a matter of fact, because the game was played in Miami. And Tim Hardaway actually coached the East, and Gary Grant coached the West. So, yeah.
It was pretty cool to hang out with Tim Hardaway.
Pretty interesting couple of days.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. Pretty good. We'll throw it to break. We'll come back. I want to get into the NIL, and some of the discussion is on percentages, this revenue share. And as we gather more information, there's some interesting things to project, things to consider along the way. So we will dive into it. DP Bach, The Ticket 101.